Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Global Perspectives on Migration and Food Security, where we dive into the complex intersections of migration and food security. I'm your host, Maria Salamoni, and joining me is my co-host, Jonathan Crush, the director of the My Food Network. Today, we're focusing on the highly topical issue of the challenges facing Central American migrants in Mexico City.
Thanks, Maria. We'll be discussing a research paper authored by Tiana Hayden, our My Food colleague at Colmex in Mexico City, called Incomplete Documentation, Isolation, and Food Security Among Central American Migrants in Mexico City. This paper is part of the My Food series and explores the experiences of migrants in terms of their food security, particularly for those who have settled in urban areas in Mexico.
An insightful read. The study examines how food security is influenced by factors like incomplete documentation, social isolation, and economic barriers. Tiana argues that while these migrants face some of the same issues as low-income citizens in Mexico City, they also encounter unique obstacles due to their transnational status. Let's dive into the details.
To start with, the paper provides some background on Central American migration patterns to Mexico. That country has historically been a transit country for those hoping to reach the United States, and that is still very much the popular perception. However, Mexico itself has become a destination for a growing number of migrants from the so-called Northern Triangle, that is, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
The paper notes that as of 2020, nearly 20% of global migrants entered Mexico annually. That's a significant percentage. What's interesting is that due to changes in U.S. migration policies and increasing regional instability, many migrants are choosing or are forced to settle in Mexico. But what's different about this research is that it focuses on those who are living in urban areas like Mexico City rather than border regions.
Exactly. And that's important because the challenges faced by migrants in cities are distinct. Mexico City, while it has a diverse and vibrant population, also presents hurdles such as high living costs, social marginalization, and inadequate public services. For Central American migrants, these challenges are compounded by bureaucratic obstacles, as many lack proper documentation.
Tiana conducted in-depth ethnographic research with Central American migrant households over several months in 2022. These households were interviewed about their life histories and food insecurity experiences. Some participated in photo food diaries documenting their food intake over the course of a week.
Yes, and those photo diaries were key because they provided a more detailed view of what migrants actually eat day to day. It's not just about the quantity of food. It's also about the quality, variety, and the emotional and social aspects tied to food practices. This qualitative approach really helps us understand the lived realities behind survey numbers. Now let's talk about the findings. The paper highlights that incomplete documentation is a major barrier for migrants. Without proper documentation, they face difficulties accessing social services, employment opportunities, and even basic necessities like food.
Right, and one of the case studies involves Amy, an 18-year-old woman from El Salvador, who arrived in Mexico when she was just 8. Amy's story is particularly striking. Despite living in Mexico for over a decade, her documentation status is in limbo. She has an expired temporary residency and lacks the necessary paperwork to enroll her son in daycare, which prevents her from working. Amy and her son face severe food insecurity, and much of their diet consists of cheap, processed foods like pasta, tortillas, and occasionally fast food when they have some money. The lack of refrigeration in their small apartment also limits what she can buy and store.
And Amy's not alone. The paper highlights that even for those with permanent residency, like other households in the study, there are still many bureaucratic hurdles. Migrants often lack certain documents that complicate their ability to secure stable jobs or open bank accounts.
Tiana includes several such ethnographic vignettes that really illustrate the complex realities these migrants face. One vignette details Ryan's journey. He fled violence in El Salvador and spent his first year in Mexico without any legal status, working in low-paid informal jobs. Even after obtaining residency, he continues to face challenges. He was unable to accept a well-paid job because he didn't have a passport, which is required by local banks to open an account. Another example is Alma, a mother from Honduras, who struggles to feed her family because her husband's income as a cleaner barely covers rent and basic expenses. During the first week of each month, when rent is due, they often skip buying essentials like eggs.
It's clear that these families face severe financial constraints. The lack of social networks also exacerbates their food insecurity. Unlike other immigrant communities in Mexico City, the paper notes that Central Americans have not formed cohesive neighborhoods or enclaves, which leaves them isolated.
Yes, and Alma, for instance, mentioned that without her extended family, which she relied on back in Honduras, she struggles to find support. And Jorge, a single migrant from Honduras, described how the long hours of work and his shared apartment's lack of privacy make it difficult for him to cook and eat at home. This lack of community and isolation is a recurring theme among the migrants interviewed.
Let's dig into the analysis. The paper argues that while economic constraints are a significant factor, the lack of documentation and isolation are even more critical in explaining the food insecurity among these migrants. The paper suggests that even if migrants earn some income, they struggle to navigate the bureaucratic systems needed to access social services, such as health care and food assistance.
And these barriers are compounded by the city's existing challenges. Mexico City has high inequality rates, inadequate infrastructure, and food insecurity affecting nearly 60% of its residents. But for migrants, the situation is worse. They often have to rely on shelters, which provide temporary relief, but aren't a long-term solution.
It's a complex web. The paper emphasizes the need to view food security not just as an economic issue, but also as a social and political one. Without proper documentation, these migrants remain invisible to the state and most NGOs, making it hard for them to receive consistent support.
So, Jonathan, what are the solutions?
Well, the paper offers several policy recommendations. First, it emphasizes the importance of providing pathways for migrants to regularize their status. By ensuring that migrants can obtain proper documentation, they would have access to better employment opportunities and social services. That would certainly help. Also, Tiana suggests expanding shelter services and integrating them into broader social programs that address food security. Shelters currently act as critical support networks for these migrants, but they're underfunded and often overwhelmed by the demand.
Another important point is the role of community-based programs. The paper highlights that initiatives aimed at building social networks among Central American migrants could help reduce their isolation and provide informal support systems. By fostering community ties, these programs could create spaces where migrants can share resources, find work, and support each other.
It's really about creating a more inclusive environment where migrants are not just seen as temporary residents, but as integral members of the community. Food security needs to be tackled not only through economic support, but also by addressing the social isolation and bureaucratic barriers that these migrants face.
Very true. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but this episode has given us a lot to think about when it comes to migration and food security in urban settings like Mexico City. It's clear that these issues are interconnected and require both structural changes and community efforts.
Absolutely, Maria. The insights from this important paper show us that addressing food insecurity among migrants isn't just about providing food. It's about creating a supportive environment where they can thrive. We hope today's discussion has shed light on the complexities of this issue.
Thank you all for joining us on Global Perspectives on Migration and Food Security. If you found this episode informative, please subscribe and share it with others who are interested in migration and food security issues. We'll be back soon with another episode diving into the global challenges of migration. This podcast was created with the assistance of ChatGPT 4.0 and Wondercraft, an AI-powered audio studio.